This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Vacation of America and maybe the rest of the world. I don't know how bad it is over there everywhere else. It's been pretty bad here, especially school children. We started out with another disturbing video from some daycare / preschool with kids in a bunch of masks being sung to this some sort of terrible mass propaganda song about how it's all about keeping kids safe. And all that.
And I realize it's weird to hear this coming from me, you know, what a lot of people would describe as the dude who wears girls' clothes and makeup. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, people are being wussified, and I don't know what to do about it.
Well, you're no wuss. I
mean, no.
You're pretty badass, in my opinion.
Oh, well, thanks. But not to those people. They're like, oh, you're the prime example of everything that's going wrong with these people, right?
No. These are people who are just sick in a lot of ways. By the way, it's Ian, Bonnie, and Aria in the studio here tonight. They're sick because they're constantly being beaten over the head from young ages. Probably they're starting this is probably in preschool. Probably one of the other things these kids that are being masked and sung to are being told that the environment's being destroyed or whatever at age 3. And then, of course, it continues into government school after that for through college. I mean, it just never lets up on these kids. And, Bonnie, you went through it more recently than Ari and I did. There really wasn't the crazy environmental stuff when, you know, I was in school in the 80s and 90s, but it took off in the, I think, in the aughts and in this last decade for sure.
I mean, mine was mostly shaped by 9/11.
Yeah, I was already out of school by that time. But we've got a study here. Because we were talking also about young people that claim to have anxiety, and it seems like it's their identity for themselves. It gives them something to talk about that they think other people will find interesting because they also claim to have the same problems. Well, guess what? All these kids with so-called anxiety, turns out that...
Hold on. I have a guess. 63%
of the students, there was a 10,000 young adults aged 16 to 25
80%.
Were studied and asked how they feel about climate change. The study was done by the University of Bath, and in a very short piece at CBS Local, they only highlight a couple of the statistics. 84% of 16 to 25-year-olds surveyed are at least somewhat worried about climate change, and nearly 60% say they are very or extremely worried.
Well, about, we're both right.
Yeah, yeah. About the climate crisis. 75% of them say the future is frightening. One concern...
There is absolutely nothing in the future that I find frightening. Whatever happens, it's going to be fun.
It'll be interesting.
Yes.
That's for sure.
That's a better word than fun, because it's not always fun. It is often fun.
Yeah, sometimes there's, terrible things that occur in people's lives. There's a bit of an up and down that tends to happen in life. And you know what? You're either able to roll with the punches, or you're this blubbering mess over, standing in the corner, cowering because you're so anxious.
More than roll with the punches, you can turn anything negative into a positive in your life.
Yeah, it really is all about your mindset. And how you look at things. And in fact, some people would say that even things that are happening to you that appear to be negative, in the long run, you'd be able to look back. I mean, if you can see it as positive while it's happening, that's the ideal. That's sort of like, what the master would do. But
sure.
Later on, you could look back. You should be able to look back and see, oh, well, because of this thing, you got fired. Well, looks like you got a better job as a result of that, or that job sucked. Now you've got better people that you work with. There's just all kinds of things that turn out better in the long run, and it starts with something bad happening.
And I mean, we also create our own experiences, sort of,
yeah,
subconsciously.
Totally.
Like if you wake up expecting to have a bad day, you're almost certainly going to have a bad day.
Yep.
But if you wake up and you expect to have a bad day, and you convince yourself, no, I'm going to have a good day, you're going to end up having a good day.
Yeah, like
totally
my sister always says and really believes that the world is hell. And because of that, her life is just like crappy.
It's awful.
And it's just like, I always tell her, life's what you make it. So I was laughing because that's Hannah Montana lyrics.
I mean, that's a fair point, though, because the only ubiquity throughout the entire universe and all living things is that they will suffer at some point throughout their entire life. So there's a decent argument that this is, in fact, the afterlife that is supposed to be punishment.
But it's just like me and Ian's life when we were with Coconut. That's not hell.
Well, but the Buddhists, of course, would agree with you that there is suffering, but then acceptance of that, you know, allows
it frees
it to
you
not,
from it.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly. So 60%, nearly 60% say they're very or extremely worried. A concerned student said, quote, "That's the most scary bit, really. What's going to happen in future generations down the line?
What do you care? That's the future's problem." I mean, I know that sounds horrible, but it's also true. Don't they believe that the world is going to end by like 2025 or whatever?
When they always have to readjust the goalposts on that, though, because it used to be that there was going to be like an ice age. And they were saying that in the 70s, that was going to happen, you know, within a few decades or whatever. So.
I know, but why is this kid even talking about future generations when the current prediction certainly is that, you know, it's irreversible in 2050 or whatever. Within this kid's lifetime, it's going to be unmanageable.
Well, but if the government just taxes people enough, they'll be able to reverse it. Right?
I don't personally think that's going to work. But I could see why.
What do the government's going to do? Exactly.
Carbon taxes.
That's what I'm saying. That's the only.
Yeah, and I don't know.
What's that going to do?
Presumably encourage people to use things that produce less carbon. But I don't know. To me, it doesn't seem like it's going to help, but
people like to act like that the governments can make big corporations stop causing pollution and stuff like that, because it's like, it's true. Big corporations, like, pollute water and the airways and
not
stuff
as
like
much
that.
As the government
but,
pollutes.
Well, the thing about it is, the thing that could actually have big corporations not, like, have an incentive not to do that is the free market, not government coercion.
Yeah, take your business elsewhere.
Exactly.
The thing is, they go, oh, that won't be effective. I need the government to force everyone to do it instead of just not using Amazon or whatever company they are boycotting at the moment.
So another young person said, you don't want them to be left in a world where there's no animals that they can look at or there's no beautiful things in the world that they can see.
Talking science about has kids. Failed this that generation so badly. How is there going to become a point where there's no animals to look at, dude? That is certifiably insane.
If there were no animals, we'd be dead.
There would just be like more lizards and stuff, more salamanders, more reptiles. It will be fine. Even if the entire planet is desertified, there are literally animals in the desert surviving 130-degree temperatures.
I want to get into the actual study here. So, like, that was just a brief overview with CBS News, but I did pull up the study from the University of Bath. I'm just going to look at the abstract of it here because that's, you know, the kind of the summary. Background. Climate change has significant implications for the health and futures of children and young people, yet they have little power to limit its harm, making them vulnerable to increased climate anxiety.
See, she's already incorrect. Fear-mongering about climate change is causing them irreparable mental harm. Climate change itself doesn't appear to be causing them any harm.
Right.
It's the fear-mongering.
Yeah, climate change seems to be a good thing if it makes things warmer, because, you know, I'd rather things be warmer than cold, personally.
Not if you live somewhere where it's hot. Do you want to live where it's 90 degrees, like right now, and just hope that it's hotter?
I did live where
hotter?
It was 90 degrees.
Would you want to live in Sarasota and hope that it gets hotter?
I don't think it would matter that much.
If it got hotter, I would move to somewhere like New Hampshire where, you know, getting hotter from like 30 degrees instead of getting hotter from 80 degrees.
Qualitative studies show climate anxiety is associated with perceptions of inadequate action by adults and governments, feelings of betrayal, abandonment, and moral injury. This study offers the first large-scale investigation of climate anxiety in children and young people globally and its relationship to government response. So they surveyed 10,000 young people in ages 16 to 25 in 10 countries. Data was collected on their thoughts and feelings about climate change and government response. Findings? Respondents were worried about climate change. 59% very or extremely, and 84% at least moderately worried. Over 50% felt sad, anxious, angry, powerless, helpless, and guilty.
So it didn't actually ask anything about their thoughts on climate change. It just asked about their feelings on climate change.
Well, there is a difference there, isn't there?
There is.
We'll continue. 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. More from the study itself, which, as you can tell, is definitely written by somebody with an agenda. Like, this isn't just some sort of scientist that just wanted to find out a thing. They have something they want to accomplish with this data. There's more coming up here, and you can join us. 603-283-6160. Are you?
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us. 603-283-6160. Bring up whatever is on your mind in the studio tonight. It's Ian.
It's Bonnie.
And Aria.
Oh, and by the way, Free Talk Live is brought to you by Bitcoin.com. Great place to go to learn about cryptocurrency. If you're interested in learning about Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash, those are two of the biggies out there, then Bitcoin.com will explain all that to you. Just hit get started at the top of the page over at Bitcoin.com, and you will learn the basics about Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash. Great place to learn those things because, you know what, these things are likely not going away. Whether Bitcoin is always on top of the heap of cryptocurrencies, well, I suspect at some point something's going to replace it, but regardless of what is on top, it does behoove you to learn the basics. And the folks over at Bitcoin.com can help you with that. Their introductory video is all of, I think, around 3 minutes long. They do have other videos you can watch if you've got the interest and the time. But at the very least, you should get down some of the basic concepts behind cryptocurrency over at Bitcoin.com. Click Get Started. Also, you can go to their news site over at news.bitcoin.com. We go to your phone calls and thoughts, though. And we'll talk more about this study of 10,000 young people in 10 countries about their feelings around climate change. And turns out a tremendous number of them are very, very worried and so-called anxious about it. We'll continue with that. But first, Travis is on the line in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Travis.
Hi. Yeah, it's surprising how much the digital currency is going up, but I guess I can't say that it isn't because, I mean, cryptocurrency, at least Bitcoin, I wrote a book on it, and it's a better currency in many ways in that you can transfer Bitcoin from, you know, from the United States to anywhere in the world with it, and then to confirm the block and the blockchain, you know, it takes about 10 minutes. So, you know, if you want to do that with other currency, you have to go through an intermediary, like financial institution or something like that.
If they let you. I mean, the intermediary financial institutions are basically locking me out at this point. I have no more domestic bank accounts left. I've been waiting weeks now for the final bank that in the U.S. that closed my account to send me the closure check, and it's literally been more than 2 months now since that has happened. The merchant account that was doing the amps here on Free Talk Live has refused to accept Bonnie as a co-signer on the account, so we're no longer able to run credit card and debit card charges on the AMP site, and I could keep jumping. It's literally been 2 months since I've been dealing with the merchant account people I tried to change over one bank account to another bank account, and it was trying to use Bonnie's bank account, but they said, oh, we can't do that. You have to have her as a co-signer. So, all right, well, give us the co-signer form. We'll fill that out, and this is, you know, weeks and weeks and weeks to go through. To go through all this, so it's like, oh, okay, well, maybe I could ask Aria or I could ask somebody else, or and just keep trying to jump through hoops. It's just like, you know what? I'm gonna blow it up and do something different. So, you know, screw these
just
people.
Just become trans, Ian. Just be trans.
How would that solve your banking problems?
Have a new name, is that what you're saying?
Didn't help me very much.
Yeah, Aria's trans, and she's also been blown out of banks. So how is that going to help?
I don't know. I'd like myself and choose.
Well, congratulations, man. Thanks for the call tonight. I have no idea what he's talking about.
Maybe
there.
I like myself in shoes.
That's what I thought he said.
Yeah, that's exactly what he said, but that doesn't mean I understand what
that means. I don't know what that means.
I heard the words. They didn't make any sense.
I heard the words, but wasn't sure that I heard a human being speak those words. So I'm glad the two of you verified that.
Yeah, banking.
I also like myself in shoes. Not really. I prefer flip-flops, but it's actually gotten cold here in New Hampshire, and flip-flops are kind of off the table at this time.
Yeah, we're pretty much off that one. So, you know, we could go off on the banking system here on Free Talk Live, and we have definitely done so in the past. And I wish the DeFi people good luck. I hope that they're able to innovate their way into killing all the old models of the banking industry. Unfortunately, they're not going away anytime soon, it seems like, although the U.S. government is looking at creating a central bank digital currency, and the bankers don't like that. So they're actually arguing against the so-called CBDC.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
It's good that they're arguing against it?
Yes.
Meaning that
I don't want the U.S. government to create a digital currency.
Okay.
Who's arguing against it?
The central banks. Well, not central banks. The big banks.
So anyone who is against it, at least for the moment, the enemy of my enemy is my friend.
Okay. So you support the big banks on their opposition to the CBDC.
Yes.
Okay.
I still hate them, and I will argue with them later, but sure, yeah. let's stand together at this time to keep the U.S. government from doing that.
Yeah, I don't disagree with you. I think that the CBDC will be a very, very bad thing, for sure. And there's a lot of reasons why that would be the case. It gives the government even more control over the issuing of money. It gives them more control over how people spend and receive money, and that's not good. More centralization, more control, more tracking, more awareness of what you're doing with money, more being able to actually just tie welfare payments directly to the CBDC to ensure that people get the government wallet.
And being able to just freeze it, which they can't do with like Bitcoin, even though Bitcoin is public. So you could argue some of those things. Oh, they can see what you're doing. Well, they can't just stop you from doing it.
And they can't even do that with cash.
They can't freeze cash either, right? And then CBDC would be to get rid of cash in the long run. That would be their goal.
Somebody on Instagram was like starting a fight with me when I said just a positive, nice comment about Bitcoin on a conspiracy page. And he was just like, yeah, it's just so they can have your money in a place where they can wipe it all to zero. And I was just like, that's literally not how it works.
Nope,
go educate yourself.
Where are the Christians at, though? Just like we talked about, all of this where the government can just completely turn off your ability to use money, whether you deny entry into places if you don't have this vaccine passport. Where the hell are the Christians?
I know the answer.
Because this is all straight Mark of the Beast revelation.
Some of them are out there. I mean, they were at, I would say there was a significant Christian contingent that was at the Freedom Rally I attended this weekend.
I don't even think that they think the vaccine is the mark. Like, the woman who came up talking to me that was Christian, she's on the same page as my parents. This is to get us ready for the mark, and the mark is coming next. Doesn't make any sense, because the vaccine completely, as you're saying, covers all the bases of what the mark would be. You can't spend money without it, all the stuff. You need this and this to do it, whatever. It literally marks you. But the Christians are being told by their overlords, 700 Club, that the mark is coming next. And this vaccine thing, even though like it is kind of not to be trusted, it's not the mark yet. And
but
I don't know why my parents believe that.
A lot of the Christians are being told to take it because the public media presentation of this is, oh, well, the Pope's on board and Muslims are on board and the Christians are on board because the leaders, quote unquote, of all these big churches are bought and sold. And so they're all on board.
And I think that's why the fundamentalist American, usually Christian leaders on TV are pushing this. Oh, the mark is coming next. It's because they don't want to overtly tell you not to take the vaccine.
Well, I mean, they're already wrong. It's like Conan said last Tuesday, whether or not this is the mark of the beast is irrelevant. It is by definition a mark of the beast as described in the book of Revelation.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So,
and it's bad.
They're arguing that it's not coming, that the mark is next because, they've been hoodwinked just like the Bible said that they would be.
Yep.
The government's the beast. And they bought off all the big religious leaders as well.
And now it's their God.
603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We're going to continue here, and we have more on these poor, sad, scared little young people about them.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
U.S. USA Radio News. I'm Brad Bernards. The head of BioNTech, which makes one of the most common COVID-19 vaccines in the world, said that new vaccines might be necessary by 2022 to combat the next generation of COVID-19 variants. Without mentioning data suggesting that natural immunity may offer better and longer-lasting protection, the executive said that the next vaccine will have to be tailored to forthcoming changes to the coronavirus. President Joe Biden told a reporter that he wouldn't answer a foreign policy question because it would confuse the American people. Biden was asked a question about Ethiopia.
What is more important, that position that Senator Schumer has or raising the debt ceiling? And then I also have a question for you on Ethiopia.
I'm not going to answer Ethiopia. Let's stick on the debt so we don't confuse the American people.
Biden delivered remarks on the need to raise the debt ceiling on Monday. This is USA Radio News. Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot on Friday promised unspecified consequences for city workers who don't meet an October 15th deadline to get vaccinated against COVID-19, even as the Chicago Fraternal Order of Police told its members unvaccinated cops will only be subjected to coronavirus testing starting mid-month, not loss of pay or firing.
Number one cause of death in 2020 of law enforcement was COVID-19, nothing else. It's foolish to be trying to take a victory lap when so much is at stake. But unfortunately, that's in keeping with the leadership of this Fraternal Order of Police. They will be vaccinated.
A new report sheds light on how world leaders, powerful politicians, billionaires, and others have used offshore accounts to shield assets collectively worth trillions of dollars over the past quarter century. The investigation, dubbed the Pandora Papers, was published late Sunday. This is USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want. All you gotta do, dial in 603-283-6160. If you're wasted, we'll still take the call.
Absolutely. Just keep it clean.
Yeah, exactly. 603-283-6160. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
It's Bonnie.
And Aria.
By the way, I want to say thank you to Free Talk Live Amplifier, named, not the real name, I suspect, Jenna Talia.
See, that one got me when I did it.
Good one. Thank you, Jenna, for supporting the show over at amp.freetalklive.com. And as we were just mentioning, unfortunately, a lot of amplifiers are going to get cancellation notices. They're automated. We don't have any control over it because, when you have one of these payment systems, if the payment on a credit card fails once, it usually tries like two more times over a period of the next couple weeks. And if it fails both of those more, attempts, then it will automatically cancel those accounts. And, well, our credit card processing hasn't been working for about 2 weeks, so people are starting to receive automated cancellation notices. Your credit card...
We are working on something new, though.
Yeah, we are. Your credit card and debit cards are fine, likely. This is not your fault. It's not, something with your credit card company or anything. It's us. We just, you know, our merchant is merchant services or whatever the hell they're called, because there's like the gateway and then there's the merchant provider. You don't just sign up in the banking world. You don't just sign up for one company. You sign up for the one company, and then you have to sign up for another company that they tell you to sign up for. And then if both companies agree, you can process credit card transactions. So one company's fine with us. The other company has shut us off. That's the way it is. So anyway, if you're on PayPal, that's still working. But as far as, like, changing things or going on to amp.freetalklive.com and, like, re-signing up, just don't do anything for the moment. We'll announce when there's something new, and hopefully that'll be within the next couple of weeks. There's a lot to take care of. Let me just say that.
There's a lot brewing as well. I think people are going to like it.
There is. I hope so. amp.freetalklive.com. You can go there and learn more about the program. So we're talking about this study of... It's a large study, 10,000 young people aged 16 to 25. It, of course, was conducted by somebody who's got an agenda, somebody who is...
And we've already seen at least two different ways that she's made it clear she has an agenda. First of all, she's asking these kids specifically about their concerns regarding climate change instead of just asking them about their concerns in general.
Correct.
And second, she describes this as asking their thoughts and feelings when she's not asking them their thoughts. She's just asking them how they feel.
So they found that a significant number of these young people, 84% of them, are at least moderately worried, with nearly 60% describing themselves as very or extremely worried. A bunch of them felt sad, over 50%, sad, anxious, angry, powerless, helpless, and guilty. Over 45% said their feelings about climate change negatively affect their daily life and functioning, and many reported a high number of negative thoughts about climate change.
How many said daily, sorry?
Over 45% said it affects their fears or their feelings about it, affects their daily life and functioning.
See, I hear that, but then I immediately think about all of the people on Twitter and Facebook who are putting their mental their undiagnosed mental illnesses
on
in
display.
Their bio, yeah. And I tend to think that's the same thing here. They're like, oh, yes, this absolutely affects my daily life, but it probably actually doesn't.
I can't leave my house. I'm afraid I'm going to have acid rain raining. What?
Yeah.
Respondents rated the governmental response to climate change negatively and reported greater feelings of betrayal rather than of reassurance. The correlations indicate, so that's a little bit of a good thing. Like, hey, the governments are disappointing them too. Surprise.
I don't think it's a good thing. I think it's always been the narrative since I was a kid. The government needs to do more about this,
yeah,
and
that's
never
true.
A good thing.
They don't believe that the government will always fail them. They believe they can elect more...
Just usually fail them.
They believe they can elect more AOCs, right? Angelina Ocasio-Cortez, or whatever her name is.
Alexandria
Ocasio-Cortez. People like her. See, she's young. She'll get it right.
What has she done?
She wore a dress.
Oh, she did. She did wear a dress,
yeah.
She voted for things.
She got behind the so-called Green New Deal, right?
That went nowhere?
Is
it over yet?
No, I don't think it's over yet. I think they're trying to, like, work it into other...
Weren't they, like, obsessed with cow flatulence or something during that?
I don't know. I know that part of it was they wanted people to stop flying on airlines, which now is actually kind of happening. Correlations indicate that climate anxiety and distress were significantly related to perceived inadequate government response and associated feelings of betrayal.
It's just like in all of the true crime YouTube videos and things like that about true crime, they're always saying, like, the police knew this and this and they didn't do anything. The police need to be able to, we need to make it to where our police do something once we're at this stage, not where someone's dead. It's always like, don't you guys see, like, that it doesn't make sense to want the cops to have
more
control,
yeah,
to stop
serial
killers?
I'm interpreting this differently. It said that people are more anxious when they feel like their government hasn't done enough or something. Can you repeat that last line one more time?
Yeah, I mean, they are upset here. Let's see. Respondents rated the governmental response to climate change negatively and reported greater feelings of betrayal than of reassurance. So regarding how the government has handled their concerns, they feel more betrayed than reassured.
Well, obviously, because they're more afraid because they're constantly being peddled fear, so the government can never do anything to make that fear go away.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to feel like the government betrayed them more the more afraid they are.
So I'm looking here at a chart that they have in the actual study. So what I was reading from before was the abstract and the percentages of people So they break down the countries that they did here: Australia, Brazil, France, Finland, India, Nigeria, Philippines, Portugal, UK, USA. And then they have sort of different statements. So presumably they were given these statements and asked whether or not they somewhat agree or, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Okay.
People have failed to care for the planet. Future is frightening. Humanity is doomed. Less opportunity than parents. Most value will be destroyed. Family security will be threatened. Hesitant to have children.
Wow.
And so then the percentage of the whole sample and that, I guess, presumably agreed with that statement. 83% say people have failed to care for the planet. 75% future is frightening. 56% say humanity is doomed. 55% say less opportunity than their parents. 55% most value will be destroyed. 52% say family security will be threatened. And 39% hesitant to have children globally.
Well, I understand their hesitancy to have children, at least. It's not much fun from what I gather from people with children. However, the rest of it is nonsense. I don't believe that value is going to be destroyed or whatever it was they said. And I don't see any reason. If they believe that humanity is doomed, then what's the point of trying to save humanity? They're clearly not worth surviving. I mean, if humanity is doomed, then they failed the evolutionary test that would mark them worthy as continuing to survive.
So it's
just
over.
Let it happen. Let the dolphins take over and become the next life form that, you know, is intelligent. Or whatever it's going to be.
They also asked about the government and government response, and I'll break down the percentages here. All countries, again, 65% say the government is failing young people. 64% say the government's lying about the impact of actions taken. 60% say they're dismissing people's distress. 58% betraying me/future generations. 36% say they're acting in line with climate science. 33% think the government is protecting them, the planet and future generations. 31% say the government can be trusted. So, well, that's a good result.
How many?
31%.
Okay. So 69% to some degree don't trust the government.
Correct. 31% say they're doing enough to avoid catastrophe, and 30% say the government are taking concerns seriously enough.
How many said the government's doing enough to thwart catastrophe?
31% in all countries, but if you break it down by different, like the individual countries, only 24% in the U.S.
Nice.
Say that.
They're not doing enough.
Yeah.
They need to do more.
Well, yeah, and so you're right about this, Bonnie. Like, these people have not given up on the idea of government.
Like, honestly, to me, I don't think that the 33% saying that they trust the government is really a good thing, because they're being presented with the issue of climate change, and then that's what their brain is on. If it's like, do you trust the government to give you a vaccine, they'd be like, yes.
Oh, yeah, you're probably right about that. We're coming up here at 603-283-6160, which has always amazed me about this whole vaccine thing. People know that the government lies, but yet they think they're telling the truth on this one.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. The number is 603-283-6160. Best thing you can do is get your kids out of these government schools, because the indoctrination is heavy and it starts as young as they can possibly get to them. We've been discussing here tonight. They're starting in, you know, preschool and daycare with pro-mask propaganda, probably environmental fear-mongering, and as a result, young people 16 to 25 are afraid to death about what is going to happen to the environment. Even though, as you pointed out, Aria, everything seems to be fine. You know, there's all these people worried about, oh my God, the temperature's rising. Okay.
I haven't experienced that. I haven't noticed it.
The temperature goes up and down over periods of, you know, thousands and thousands of years on the Earth, whether or not humans are around. Like, yeah. Change happens. And the idea that, that these little ants, people, can have some sort of significant effect, I just don't, you know, I don't sign on with that.
You know, I used to think about that. I used to have the same position, at least, until I, you know, learned about the early prehistoric periods of Earth where, like, the entire atmosphere, well, not the entire atmosphere, but it was very heavily carbon, heavy.
Dense, yeah.
But this new form of life emerged called cyanobacteria that basically became modern-day plants. It consumed the carbon dioxide, and it produced oxygen as a result. And because of that, animal life was able to develop. Mm. So this little bacteria was able to change the atmosphere of the Earth enough for other organisms to, you know, come into existence. So humans definitely could, but whether we could do it on purpose and then actually and do it in such a short a period of time, because this whole carbon industrialization thing has only been like 150 years. Cyanobacteria took like tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of years. And whether or not we could then become aware of that and consciously try to undo it, all of that certainly seems unlikely.
Yeah, and also I'm not concerned either because, like, okay, well, plants convert carbon, as you pointed out, to oxygen, so, like... Yeah.
I mean, studies also show that trees are growing faster because of the abundance of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere, presumably.
What's wrong with that?
And they're becoming more efficient at converting carbon dioxide into oxygen. So
what's wrong with that?
It's nature fixing the problem, as far as I can tell.
Oh, and the whole idea that you're going to run out of water. Hello, it changes forms.
It does.
You don't run out of water. You can drink as much of it as you want. Now, it may be overconsumed in an area like California where it's mismanaged by a central authority known as the government, but that has more to do with, you know, central control and mismanagement, bureaucracy.
And human overpopulation in general.
Yeah.
I mean, some areas of the earth just can't support populations that large. If you took a city the size of San Francisco and just dropped in the middle of the Sahara, they wouldn't survive.
Except they do. It's called Las Vegas.
There's like a river right there. It's not
in
just like
Vegas?
Yeah, there's the
really?
Hoover Dam is
you,
like
you
right
there.
Around there.
They get most of their water from, I think, artesian wells, though.
Mm. Huh? What is that?
I don't recall now. I looked into it when I was there, but that was years ago.
But the point being, it literally was a desert, and they built one of the most successful, popular cities on the planet in the middle of nothing.
Yeah.
And it's a tribute to human ingenuity and, you know, engineering and the will to create. And, of course, if people actually had those freedoms to actually just go to a place that has nothing and create a thing, like Hong Kong's another good example. Hong Kong is a rock. Like, that thing has no natural abundance whatsoever. There's no, like, thing that... You know, it's not sheep, it's not trees, it's not... There's nothing that Hong Kong has except for the relative freedom to create a business and to do a thing there. That's what made Hong Kong, you know, as great as it once was until the Chinese sadly took it back over in the late 1990s.
That takeover recently.
Yeah, and it's long been the freest place for business on the planet. And that's without any real natural resources of which to speak, so...
Well, the natural resource was freedom.
Correct. Yep.
And it worked.
And people brought in, you know, whatever they needed.
Imagine freedom in a place like California.
Well, let's talk a little bit about freedom, Bonnie, because we've been focusing on education here tonight. You've had a story in your show prep for quite a while now that you've been wanting to share with us about what it will be like, what it could be like, in the absence of coercion in education. Because right now, if you've got kids and you're in the United States political jurisdiction, if you don't send them to the government school, or in most places, provide evidence that you're appropriately homeschooling or sending them to some government-approved private school, then they will put you in a jail cell, because there is absolute coercion behind the government school system.
Yes, the story from the Foundation for Economic Education called Compulsory Schooling Laws, What If We Didn't Have Them?, explains five big things that would happen if we didn't have them.
I can predict one of them. An incredible expansion of choice. There would be so many different educational options in the absence of the government one-size-fits-all systems. It would be amazing.
That would be so fun for kids.
Mm-hmm.
I certainly agree it's useful for the average human being to know how to read and write, do arithmetic, and, you know, some basic level of understanding of science and things like that. But the vast majority of what we learned in school has never served any purpose for me whatsoever.
Yeah, when's the last time you wrote a book report?
Never.
When's the last time?
Never outside of school.
You did algebra.
Not recently.
No.
And if I do it, it's because of something that, you know, I'm bored and I just want to do it. It's not something that's actually, like, necessary to my life. I'm curious about this.
When's the last time you did wrote a paper with proper citations?
Never, but I understand why some people would be able to, would need to do that.
Yeah.
But myself, never.
Yeah, I don't remember how you do it. I'd have to look it up if I wanted to do it.
Well, and they changed the way you're supposed to do it so often.
Yeah.
Emily is the one that they made us do
in
LA.
Yeah, I remember.
High school, and it was annoying. Anyways, this article says, we should always be leery of laws passed for our own good, as if the state knows better. The history of compulsory schooling statutes is rife with paternalism triggered by anti-immigrant sentiments in the mid-19th century and fueled by a desire to shape people into a standard mold. History books detailing the common school movement and the push for universal compulsory schooling perpetuate the myths that Americans were illiterate prior to mass schooling and that there were limited education options available and that mandating school attendance under a legal threat of force was the surest way toward equality.
I don't know if I ever really believed that most Americans were illiterate prior to the public school system. I've never given it much thought, but literacy has always been pretty common in the West, as I understand it.
I always kind of wonder, like, whenever there's any time period that they're talking about, everybody was literate. I always wonder, how did everybody become literate? So maybe I thought it was schools, but I don't think I thought that hard about it.
How did they become literate?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, prior, as I understand it, I have not done significant research on this, but I remember, I think it was John Taylor Gatto talked about the history of education in the U.S. And prior to the government mandated schools coming about, I think it was in like the late 1800s when that started happening, they were religious schools. You know, there were schools that were run by the Catholic Church, for instance.
Yeah, and Thomas Paine was notoriously a commoner, and he wrote Common Sense, so he was certainly literate.
Mm-hmm.
And Common Sense was distributed as a pamphlet and was extremely successful.
Yeah.
So you got to presume most people were able to read it as well.
Well, here's the thing, like, and it's just like with the unschooling methods, which I'm a fan of from what I've heard about it.
That's like deprogramming them?
Unschooling is just where you let the kid decide.
Okay.
Basically say, hey, you know, do what you want, learn what you want. We're here as a resource if you want to ask us questions or whatever.
So is YouTube.
Yeah, or whatever. The internet is a huge resource now, obviously. But, you know, we'll help you if you want help, but we being parents. But, you know, go to it, kid.
Or they take them to, like, outside and let them, like, explore, and they are learning without realizing they're learning type of thing.
I mean, again, whatever the kid wants to do, if they want to go outside and explore, if they want to go read a book, or if they want to, you know, learn math, they will. And there's a desire, this sort of natural thing that's innate within humans that the government, of course, beats out of us by putting us in these school indoctrination camps, which makes learning less fun and less interesting and more rote and more boring.
The thing would be curiosity,
yeah,
right?
Exactly. And like, oh, hey, what are you doing? What is that, Mom? Oh, this is a book. Well, what do you do with that? All the questions that parents get, eventually they're going to want to read the book. They're going to, you know, want to join the ranks of people who can read, people who can do these things, do math. You want to make money in life? You want to, you know, have a nice life? Well, you have to be able to speak to people. You have to be able to read these things. You have to be able to do these basic things. So, like, life has the motivating factors to drive people to these things, just naturally. We don't need to be told by some central authority what we have to know.
And you're absolutely right. The compulsory schooling system breeds the love of learning out of kids.
That does.
When I was a kid,
whips it out of them.
I was homeschooled until third grade, and when I got to school, I was like, oh yeah, I'm so ready. I just want to learn every day, and like nobody else did. And like I would start to feel like I was lame and stuff about that because I was just always the smartest kid.
Because it wasn't cool to be smart, right?
The older I got, it had to be like, oh, I don't really care.
Yep, that's the attitude in government schools. I remember that from elementary school. More coming up here on the story on things that would be different in the absence of compulsive.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.